RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia will be able to run simultaneous regional heads elections in December 2015. Monrun's eruption cancelled 18 flights in Jember. British Prime Minister arrival brings good business climate. Now the news in detail. Indonesia will hold simultaneous regional head election in late 2015. By having a lot of experience from various periods, Indonesia will be able to run the election. This was stated by political observer from Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI, Siti Suhro, to RRI World Service in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon.
Pilkada yang akan dilakukan di 269 daerah ya, yang rencananya itu akan digelar tanggal
election that will be conducted in 269 areas and it is planned to be held on December 9, 2015 is not the first time. So we have done over February 2005 to 2014. It has reached about 1,027 local elections, both counties and cities, and even some areas that had been already performed. So we have enough experience. With more than 1,000 elections means that are positive lessons. That certainly so advantages and disadvantages, and there is less positive implication. Moreover, Siti Suhro asked the security forces to remain neutral in the course of securing the simultaneous elections. Indonesian National Police or Polri, which became the leading sector, should be able to provide security throughout the region into election process both before and after the election takes place. Indonesian President Joko Widodo had a bilateral meeting with President of Singapore Tony Tham Ken Yam and Prime Minister of Singapore Leong Sing Lund at the Presidential Palace of Singapore on Tuesday local time to discuss cooperation, particularly in the economic field. Singapore is the largest investor country in Indonesia, with a total trade between two countries in 2014 reached $42 billion. The spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, when contacted by RRI World Service on Tuesday night in Singapore, said in a bilateral meeting with President and Prime Minister of Singapore, Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized the effort of two countries enhancing the cooperation in the economy and tourism fields.
In the meeting, the two presidents explored how to improve the cooperation. The meeting with Prime Minister of Singapore made good result, especially in the context of the economic cooperation. Some sectors were discussed in the meeting, among others tourism, where both heads of states, Prime Minister of Singapore and Indonesian President, agreed to increase the cooperation in the tourism field.
Furthermore, Armanata Nasir explained that Indonesia and Singapore are major tourism destinations in the region, so that the two heads of state agreed to make the single destination program. That is, when foreign tourists make a visit to Singapore, they will also visit Indonesia. The governments of Indonesia and Singapore have also discussed the cooperation in combating against terrorism and radicalism, as well cooperation in defense field. According to Armanata Nasir, in addition to bilateral meetings with Singapore, heads of state, Indonesian President Joko Widodo also delivered a speech in front of 200 CEOs of large companies in Singapore. In his state visit, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Economy Sofian Jalil, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Yudi Krisnandi, as well as Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi. The participants of Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting on Peacekeeping from 40 countries are determined to increase their participation in the UN peacekeeping forces. This was stated by Dr. Atul Khare, the UN Under-Secretary General for Field Support to Aerial Service, on the last day of regional meeting on Tuesday in Jakarta. Khare said Indonesia could be a role model for other countries.
I am very happy to note that Indonesia promised to provide 3 helicopters along with 120 people to be deployed in Mali, where we have the operation called MINUSMA. Indonesia is also examining next year the idea of providing a formed police unit of 140 people, out of which at least 40% would be women. It's a very, very good example which they are setting for others.
Dr. Atul Khare said the participants of the meeting praised Indonesia's full support for the UN's peacekeeping forces, which still has a shortage of personnel from UN member states. He also said UN peacekeepers will improve service with the addition of variety of military equipment, including aircraft, helicopters, and medical equipment. Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting on Peacekeeping is one of series of similar meetings in other regions, namely Africa, America, and Europe. The results of the meeting held on July 27 and 28 will be presented in Peacekeeping Summit on the sideline of the 70th UN General Assembly in New York, USA in September 2015. Up to 18 flights in Noto Hadinegoro Airport in Jambi Regency, East Java, had been cancelled due to eruption at Mount Rounds in the last few days. Standing at 3,332 meters above sea level, the mountain has continuously erupted since its status was raised from Waspada or Alert to Siaga High Alert on June 29. Noto Hadinegoro Airport's Technical Meeting Unit Head Edi Purnomo, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said that the volcanic ashes heading to Jambi have caused the Noto Hadinegoro Airport to close down. The airport actually opened at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, but it was thickly haze, and so Garuda decided to cancel its flights to Surabaya. The disaster has caused National Flag Air Garuda Indonesia to cancel 14 flights from Jambi to Surabaya and Susi Air to call off 4 of its Jambi Sumeneb flights. Meanwhile, Garuda Indonesia has reportedly chosen to offer flight reschedule option for its passengers until September instead of refunding their tickets. MatahariMall.com Chairman Emirsa Sattar thinks that the visit by British Prime Minister David Cameron to Indonesia will create comfortable business climate for entrepreneurs. He is certain that the arrival of British officials and entrepreneurs will give positive signal to invest in Indonesia. In his speech, British Prime Minister James Cameron stated his interest to cooperate in all sectors, including banking, insurance, infrastructure, education, and energy. Emirsa said that the National Development Planning Minister, or Bappenas Chief, Andrinov Chaniago, had mentioned Indonesia requires $450 billion for infrastructure development. From the amount, the government requires funding from private sectors because the national budget only funds 25%. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the UK is included as Indonesia's largest trading partner in Europe. The British government and entrepreneurs are interested to cooperate in the energy, finance, infrastructure and trade sector in Indonesia. However, the cooperation between UK and Indonesia is fairly diversified to separate sectors like in Astra International, which is currently owned by Great Britain. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed on Wednesday, July 29, 2015, that he wants the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, to have a new authority by inserting BAPENAS in financial planning, equal to the finance ministry. He said the new authority will make all national development plans be more measurable. He is optimistic that if BAPENAS has the authority to draft budget absorption will be faster. Previously, National Development Planning Minister Andrianop Chaniago said he was waiting for presidential decree on adding several new authorities. Those new authorities include the authority to check programs and projects as well as budget allocation listed in the list of budget implementations. The Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, BPPT, developed geothermal power plant, PLTP, in Kamojant near Bandung, West Java, with a capacity of 3 megawatts. BPPT Director of Conversion and Conservation Technology Center, Octavik, said on Wednesday, the geothermal power plant was built to supply electricity for the manufacturing industry and its supporting components. Octavik said that the funds allocated for the power plant construction was taken from the state budget. However, it stopped to reveal the exact amount since the power plant operation was still in trial period. According to Octavik, the power plant development served as an initial project for the geothermal industry in the future. He explained the data collected from the trial would be submitted to the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry as well as the Industry Ministry in a bid to create programs related to energy substitution. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled British Prime Minister Visits Indonesia. Listener, British Prime Minister David Cameron on Monday, July 27, in Jakarta started his visit to four Southeast Asian countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Vietnam. This is the first official visit outside Europe since he won the election last May. After a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta, the two heads of government at a press conference expressed their commitment to enhance economic cooperation and security, including in the fight against terrorism. The two leaders also signed four Memorandum of Understanding MOU on cooperation in the field of maritime affairs, combating terrorism, and other transnational crimes, research and innovation, and collaboration in the public space entities. In addition to economics, counter-terrorism has also become the focus of David Cameron's visit in Indonesia. Cameron promised counter-terrorism aid package in the form of security equipment at airports in Bali and Jakarta, cooperation in the investigation of terrorism, and training for 50 members of the anti-terrorism police in the UK. Like other meetings between countries' leaders, David Cameron also brings a group of British businessmen. On the list of the group is Rolls-Royce International Director and Cormac. At least there are dozens of businessmen from 31 companies from the UK joining Cameron's entourage. The participation of dozens of employers indicate the seriousness of the UK to develop economic cooperation with Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. Cameron himself predicted that in the next 20 years, 90% of the world growth will come from outside Europe, and the UK must take advantage. To Indonesia, the UK provides funding of about £1 billion to finance infrastructure projects. It is also a form of the British government trust to development and security in Indonesia. England doesn't hesitate to invest in Indonesia. It is also evident from the data of Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, which put England the fifth largest foreign investor in Indonesia. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo did not forget to ask the British to apply free visas for Indonesian tourists, as well as business and diplomatic visits. This demand is reasonable considering that Indonesia had already freed stay visa for UK residents. If Britain considers Indonesia as an important partner, then Joko Widodo's demand is not excessive, even beneficial for the UK. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded and in history. We start on July 29, 1957, the establishment of International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, as autonomous institutions from the United Nations. The International Atomic Energy Agency is an independent organization which was established on July 29, 1957. The establishment of the agency was aimed at promoting the use of nuclear energy for peace, as well as to avoid the use for the military requirement. The International Atomic Energy Agency's headquarters is located in Vienna, Austria, and consisted of 137 countries. On July 29, 1962, is commemorated as the Day of Indonesian Air Forces. On July 29, 1947, at 5:00 a.m. in Western Indonesia, the Indonesian Air Force, AURI, launched air operations against the Dutch military camp in Semarang, Salatiga, and Ambarawa. The attack carried out by using three Air Force's planes consist of Guntay aircraft and two Curen takeoff aircraft. The purpose of the air operation only giving a psychological effect on the Dutch military and demonstrate to the world that Indonesia still exists. In the afternoon, Dakota VT-CLA aircraft that carried drugs from Malayan Red Cross donations to the Red Cross Indonesia shot down by two Dutch fighter planes, P-40 Kitty Hawk in Ngoto village, Bantul, south of Yogyakarta. In the incident, the entire crew and other passengers killed. They were an Australian pilot, two co-pilots, engineering, Air Commodore Professor Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh, Air Commodore Adi Sucipto, Air Officer Adi Sumarmo Wiryo Kusumo, and Zainal Arifin. The only survivor was Abdul Ghani Handono Cokro. The sacrifice of the warrior figures were evidence of devotion that can be given by the Air Forces to the state and nation. To commemorate the death of leaders and pioneers of the Air Force, from the date of July 29, 1955, was celebrated as the Day of Mourning of the Air Forces. Then July 29, 1962, was changed to be the Day of Air Forces Consecrated, which was celebrated centrally in Adi Sucipto Air Base. Listener, we conclude today's segment of Today in History with another historical event on July 29, 2002. The Law No. 19/2002 on Copyright is approved. Based on several considerations such as developments in the field of trade industry and investment which rapidly increasing, need to increase copyright protection of intellectual property which is born from diversity of ethnics, tribes and culture, as well as wealth in the field of art and literature, as well as protection for creators and rights owners with regard to the interests of the wider community. In addition to the attention of experience in implementing the copyright, it is needed to enact a new Copyright Act replaces Law No. 6 of 1982 on copyright as amended by Law No. 7 of 1987 and last amended by Act No. 12 of 1997. Then on July 29, 2002, the Indonesian President signed and enacted the new Copyright Act, namely Law No. 19 of 2002. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Void Green. Today we'll talk about Minister of Environment and Forestry response to the petition of dolphins. Listener, Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, responded to petitions on change.org webpage on the condition of wild dolphins in Bali, which gained the attention of the international community since 3 weeks ago. According to Director of Communications of Change.org Indonesia, Desmarita Murni, in her statement on Monday said, the Minister of Environment and Forestry responded to petitions that made Craig Brokensa, a tourist and surfer from Australia with the title Free for Wild Dolphins in a Tiny Resort Pool. In the petition, Craig protesting the conditions of wild dolphins which are kept in cramped pools containing chlorine at Kramas Bali. The response of the Minister of Environment was delivered via a feature of feedback of decision makers in the webpage. In response, Minister Siti Nurbaya thanked the public for the attention and voice in the petition, which she said supported in the conservation of the environment and animal protection. Siti Nurbaya also said that since receiving the petition, she had discussed the issue with her team. The minister also said that the Ministry of Environment and Forestry also responded to such report seriously, and currently they are investigating the situation. According to the minister, Siti Nurbaya, the ministry will take action if it is proven there is a violation of law by the resort, either in the form of violence or neglected dolphins, or if there are standard conditions are not met. Siti Nurbaya also said that it has been redressed the issue of places of dolphins, so there need an open discussion involving many parties. Meanwhile, the petition's maker, Craig Brokensa, in his statement asking the dolphins could be released to their habitats. The petition currently has been supported by more than 290,000 people. That was Foy Green. Listener, here is the headlines from several national newspapers published today, Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. We start with Kompas. In its headline, writes about People's Economic Program is appreciated. Public satisfaction toward the government's economic performance increase. People especially giving appreciation to the program of traditional market recovery and empowerment of farmers and fishermen as well. However, they hope the government will provide work opportunity and to control the price and rupiah exchange rate. General Chairman of Traditional Traders Association, Abdullah Mansuri, in Jakarta on Tuesday said, people satisfied with the government's economic performance as the government really worked the populist economic sector. Media Indonesia in its headline writes on puppet's candidate are potentially appealed. Concerning to a single candidate at concurrent regional heads election 2015 will be more realistic until the first phase of registration was closed on Tuesday, at least 10 regions are only participated by a couple of candidates. The doll are potentially raised. Data at the General Election Commission on Tuesday night showed 705 couples have registered, 576 from political parties and 129 from independent sites. Meanwhile, Republika Daily writes about long dry season will take place. Meteorology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, estimated that dry season this year will last quite long. The drought could even last until October. Head of Climate Information, BMKG, Lutfiati Evi, said the drought will continue from July to September. Moreover, some regions in Indonesia will face the dry season until October. Last information from today's headline is taken from Sindo newspaper. Market participants asked the government to improve the economic fundamentals to restore market trust. The weakening of the rupiah exchange rate that is accompanied by the outflow of capital due to the increasing lack of confidence in the market. Bank BNI economist Rian Kiryanto said the weakening rupiah last few weeks partly due to external factors. That was today's headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesia will hold simultaneous regional head election in late 2015. By having a lot of experience from the Paris period, Indonesia will be able to run the election. This was stated by political observer from Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Siti Suhro, to Era Rival Service in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon. Indonesian President Joko Widodo had a bilateral meeting with President Singapore Tony Tan Kam Yan and Prime Minister of Singapore Lian Hsin Loong at the Presidential Palace of Singapore on Tuesday local time to discuss cooperation, particularly in the economic field. The participants of Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting on Peacekeeping from 40 countries are determined to increase their participation in the UN peacekeeping forces. This was stated by Dr. Abdul Kare, the UN Under-Secretary General for Field Support to Air Rival Service, on the last day of the regional meeting on Tuesday in Jakarta. Up to 18 flights in Noto Hadinegoro Airport in Jember Regency East Java had been cancelled due to the eruption at Mount Rounds in the last few days. MataharimAll.com Chairman Emirsa Sattar thinks that the visit British Prime Minister David Cameron to Indonesia will create a compatible business climate for entrepreneurs. He is certain that the arrival of British officials and entrepreneurs will give positive signal to invest in Indonesia. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed on Wednesday, July 29th, that he wants the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPPENAS, to have a new authority by inserting BAPPENAS in the financial planning equal to the finance ministry. The Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, BPPT, developed a geothermal power plant in Kamojan near Bandung, West Java, with a capacity of 3 megawatts. BPPT's Director of Comparison and Conservation Technology Center, Oktavik, said on Wednesday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'd like to bring you to Riyoyo Ketupat tradition from Rambang, Central Java. So, stay tuned. Idul Fitri festivity atmosphere is still felt especially in some regions in Indonesia. It is because some people in several areas in Indonesia still serve ketupat or a type of dumpling made from rice packed inside a diamond-shaped container of woven palm leaf pouch, or some people of Indonesia call it the rice cake. Many local people, such as in Kalipang Village, Sarang, Rembang, Central Java Province, cook ketupat or kupat. They cook the food with rice as raw material, which is wrapped by plaited coconut leaf a week after Idul Fitri to celebrate the Riyoyo ketupat tradition. In this tradition, ketupat was eaten together at the mosque. Listener, for Javanese people, Idul Fitri is not celebrated only on the 1st and the 2nd of Syawal in Islamic calendar, but until a few days after Idul Fitri pray. So, besides celebrating Idul Fitri on the 1st Syawal, they also celebrated Riyoyo Ketupat tradition. Generally, the Riyoyo Ketupat was held on the 5th of Syawal. In Javanese tradition, there are two types of celebrations after Ramadan, or called Bada or Riyaya. They are Bada Lebaran and Bada Ketupat. Bada is taken from Arabic language Bada, meaning already, while Riyoyo comes from the Bahasa Indonesia with Ria, meaning happiness. It is called Riyaya because Muslims are happy because after Ramadan, they return to be pure and holy. In accordance with the name, on Riyoyo, kupat dish which is served is ketupat complete with lodeh soup. Lodeh is a kind of Indonesian soup which is made from jipang squash, beans, eggplant, banana, soybean, chili, small corn, and coconut milk. There are various kinds of lodeh, especially its seasoning. There are people who use white coconut milk, but some use red coconut milk. At least there are three other kinds of food which also accompany ketupat, namely lontong, lepet, and lemet. Lepet is food made from glutinous rice and contains red beans, while lemet is a cake made from shredded cassava and palm sugar. Listener, on the 5th of Syawal, or a week after Idul Fitri, villagers hold Riyoyo Ketupat tradition. After performing subuh or morning prayer together at the mosque, villagers come home and go back to the mosque while bringing one container of ketupat, vegetable, lebet cake, as well as various kinds of cakes. After collecting all with various side dishes, the Riyoyo Ketupat tradition is started and ended by prayer. Most of villagers exchange their menus each other and eat the food together. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Riyoyo Ketupat tradition. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Ulang Tahun, or in English means birthday, so stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and also expressions that relate to our today's topic. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun, which means birthday. Hari ini. Hari ini, which means today. Yang ke-18. Yang ke-18, which means the 18th. Selamat ulang tahun. Selamat ulang tahun, which means happy birthday. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Hadiah. Hadiah, which means present. Dari mama. Dari mama, which means from mom. Dari papa. Dari papa, which means from dad. Jam tangan. Jam tangan, which means wrist watch. Sepeda gunung. Sepeda gunung, which means mountain bike. Undang. Undang, which means to invite. Besok malam. Besok malam, which means tomorrow evening. Memasak. Memasak, which means to cook. Makanan Italia. Makanan Italia, which means Italian food. Pasti enak sekali. Pasti enak sekali, which means that must be really delicious. Datang. Datang, which means to come. Sampai ketemu. Sampai ketemu, which means see you. Now we give you an example of a conversation entitled Ulang Tahun or Birthday between Kiki or A and Ari or B. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Hai Ari, hari ini kamu berulang tahun bukan? Hai Ari, hari ini kamu berulang tahun bukan? Which means, Hai Ari, it's your birthday today, isn't it? B. Ya, ulang tahun yang ke-18. Ya, ulang tahun yang ke-18. Which means, yes, it's my 18th birthday. A. Selamat ulang tahun, semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Selamat ulang tahun, semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Which means, happy birthday, wish you all the best. B. Terima kasih, Kiki. Terima kasih, Kiki, which means thanks, Kiki. A. Kamu dapat hadiah apa dari papa dan mama kamu? Kamu dapat hadiah apa dari papa dan mama kamu? Which means, what present have you got from your mom and dad? B. Dari mama, saya mendapat jam tangan. Dari papa, sepeda gunung. Dari mama, saya mendapat jam tangan. Dari papa, sepeda gunung. Which means, from my mom, I've got wristwatch. From my dad, I've got mountain bike. A. Kapan aku diundang makan? Kapan aku diundang makan? Which means, when will you invite me to dinner? B. Besok malam, mamaku memasak makanan Italia. Besok malam, mamaku memasak makanan Italia. Which means, tomorrow evening, my mom will cook Italian food. Wah, pasti enak sekali. Wah, pasti enak sekali. Which means, wow, that must be really delicious. Aku pasti datang. Aku pasti datang. Which means, I'm coming. B. Baiklah, sampai ketemu di rumahku. Baiklah, sampai ketemu di rumahku. Which means, alright, see you at my home. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a band, namely Platinum Band. Well, let's listen to their hit song entitled The Winner.
Pernah berjanji bersama menaklukkan semua mimpi indah. Tak pernah dapat
berdaya menghadapi kenyataan di hidupmu. Di sini aku ada untuk menjagamu. Berbar denganku, katakan seluruh sedihku, pukulkan tanganmu dan tak ku lepaskan. Di sini aku selalu untuk menjagamu. Meraju, melawan setiap cobaan di depan. Ujian adalah jalan untuk jadi pemenang. Berbagi denganku, katakan seluruh sedihmu, kukuhkan tanganmu.
You've just listened to the first song from Platinum Band entitled The Winner. The Platinum Band is the lucky group because handled by a talented musician, Jovi Widianto. So the band is ensured could be competed with other bands. A number of talented musicians participated in processing the first album of Platinum with the same title to the name of the band. The band that consisted of Sam, the vocalist, Donny, the drummer, Chandra the bassist, Mocek the guitarist, Angga guitarist, as the first project of Jovi Widianto Music Factory. The band presented the different music concepts with other bands in Indonesia. Usually, a band featuring only one vocalist or presenting a top musician, but the Platinum Band concept is featuring arranger as the guest star in its album. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sahabat.
Bila mungkin kau sedih atau mungkin terluka, oh tenanglah, ada kita.
suka bersama selamanya. Kita tetap bersama. Kita warnai dunia, kita sahabat selamanya, kita takkan berpisah. Bersama kita warnai dunia, kita berjanji setia, sedih dan suka bersama.
Listener Sam, the vocalist of Platinum Band, said it is their pride because they could incorporate with talented and famous musicians such as Yofi Widianto and Diat from Yofi and Nuno Band, Arya Baron from Baron Soulmates, and there are so many lessons they have got not only from their musical ability but also outside of the music. Platinum has got an honorary opportunity to present two songs composed by Yofi Widianto, namely Bukan Untukku as their hit single, and Biarkanlah. According to Yofi, as a senior musician, by presenting progressive pop music genre, Platinum should not be seen with other bands. Yofi also said all music genres are good. Listener, before we end today's music corner, let's listen to two songs entitled Bukan Untukku and Biarkanlah. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Tak ku sesali cintaku untukmu, meskipun dirimu tak nyata untukku. Sejak pertama kau mengisi hari-hariku, aku telah meragu mengapa harus dirimu. Aku takkan bertahan bila tak teryakinkan sesungguhnya cintaku memang hanya untukmu. Sungguh ku tak menahan bila jalan suratan menuliskan dirimu memang bukan untukku. Selamanya aku sesali meragu mengapa harus dirimu. selamanya. Selamanya. Selamanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Seandainya engkau ada di sini kasih, ini hanya bagaikan mimpi tadi malam. Ini hayalku atau angan semata. Seandainya tak kau ragu padaku kasih, takkan bernada perpisahan kita. Yang tiada ku duga dan tiada ku kira, begitu cepat semua, semuanya berlalu, lalu semuanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.